And with me still, Stephen Mayne, which you'll be pleased to know. It's just on 11 to 6. What about the market today? How are things? Because we had a couple of ups after the Black Tuesday.
We've had
some good ups.
Three spectacular ups. I think if you look at the really big picture numbers, we fell 23% from November the 1st, which gave us a $388 billion haircut.
And then you've had one of those,
I've
actually.
Had a very sharp haircut, yes, reflecting my losses on the market. And then from Wednesday to Friday last week, we recovered 664 points in the All Ords, which was 12.7%. So we were down 23, up 12.7. And then today we've lost 132 points or 2.4%. So in one day today we've lost 20% of that recovery from last week. So it's up and down like a yo-yo. And I think interesting that the financial stocks are the ones getting hardest hit. And I think if you believe people like the global financier George Soros, who's talking about the greatest crisis we've ever seen in our financial architecture, I think this whole debt binge the world's been on is really starting to sink home. And a couple of little warning signs overnight. Goldman Sachs, which is the millionaire's factory of the US, it's the sort of the Macquarie Bank of America, which has brilliantly avoided the whole subprime crisis, shedding 1,500 staff overnight is a bit of a warning sign. And one other fascinating report I picked up in the Telegraph was that the big Spanish banks, and Spain has suffered the greatest housing crash of all. So its housing crash has been worse than the American housing crash. The Spanish banks have sold $50 billion of mortgage loans into the European Central Bank in the last couple of weeks. So you've basically got European Central Bank allowing the Spanish banks to get some liquidity amid a plunging property market. So it's this news flow. Every day something pops up which keeps on saying great stress in our financial system. I mean, and we've got the teetering trio, of course. The teetering trio being Centro, MFS, and Allco. And I've got a couple of little assets behind the names, which hopefully can explain a bit more about who these three companies are. My favourite is probably MFS. No one's ever heard of MFS before, you know, probably 3 months ago. But its chairman is Andrew Peacock, so it took over. And it's built Australia's second biggest hotel empire. Owns the Peppers hotel chain, Harvey World Travel. It bought the Port Douglas Mirage, which made Christopher Skase famous. They bought the Melbourne Aquarium, so they're currently spending $25 million expanding the Melbourne Aquarium. They paid $110 million to buy Falls Creek and Mount Hotham. So it's basically a few Gold Coast, I wouldn't call them white shoe brigades, but some interesting financial planner. Financial planners and lawyers from the Gold Coast got together.
A lot of gold.
And basically said, you know, we can get into this cheap debt, buy up the assets, the trophy assets in particular. And like everyone else, they've paid too much. So MFS is desperately trying to flog off 15,000 hotel beds at the moment. So if you know, fancy's buying 15,000 hotel beds, they're on the market right now. And the trust, MFS Leisure and Living, which owns all the trophy leisure assets, including the Otway Fly, I should say. They paid $15 million to buy the Otway Fly, that treetop walk down in the Otways.
That's why it costs so much to get in.
Yeah, that's right. So these guys, I mean, these Gold Coast guys fronted by Andrew Peacock have been buying up, you know, aquariums, ski resorts and Christopher Skase resorts and treetop walks. And basically the music has stopped. They've got all this debt and they paid too much for all these assets. And they're in a bit of a mess. And people are sort of saying, well, what happens now? Now, their shares are suspended. But, for instance, they also are developing that huge site next to the aquarium on the corner of, I think it's King, Spencer and Flinders. You know, a $200 million triple tower development. You can see the big construction going on now. Now, that's them. So with them suspended and in crisis.
Yes.
And so what happens to the assets behind
What happens with to groups like Peppers, et cetera, and all those?
Well, they're trying to flog it. So they knocked back $1.6 billion last year. So they wanted two, and now they'll probably be lucky to get one. So that's just the reality of a fire sale.
I don't know why the word goose keeps heading into my head. They just got caught up, really,
well,
they've
got some big egos and big assets. I mean, if you look at everyone, and Centro is the same, just got ahead of themselves, paid too much for pretty average US shopping centres, and they've taken a massive haircut. Although I have to say, Centro has settled down a little bit. Their shares are up again today. And basically they've brought this American in, Glenn Rufano, as the new CEO. They fired the old CEO, which was good. brought the new American and has gone from his Manhattan Island plush office to working out of the Glen, Glen Waverley there. So slightly different.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I love the Glen. I was out there myself a couple of weeks ago, but a slightly different working environment from Upper West Side, Manhattan Island. But he's a good property figure. So he's settling the ship down a bit and just saying, look, we're going to flog a couple of these wholesale property funds off. And sure, you know, we're not going to be back to $3 a share or $7 a share that I paid for Centro Properties.
Stop crying now.
Yeah, that's right. But they might. I think Centro might get a work through. And the last one is the Allco Group, which I guess the best way to explain Allco is they were the heart and soul of the Qantas privatisation bid.
Right.
They were going to be 35% of the Qantas buyout. And they're, again, just a Sydney-based bunch of financial engineers and asset shufflers who started off buying planes, trains, and leasing them to the likes of Qantas, and then tried to be another Macquarie Bank and was caught up in the whole Macquarie privatisation. And the thing that has sent Allco Finance Group over the edge was the fact that they did a $500 million capital raising to finance the Qantas takeover. So they said, righto, we want to be in Qantas, we're raising $500 million. And they did that at $8 a share. And because most of the staff at Allco were the majority shareholders, they all took up their shares at $8 a share with big margin loans from the like of the National Australia Bank. Suddenly last week when the stock hits $1.70, it's margin call city.
Of course it is.
And they're having shares flogged off from under them. And then the founder of Rams Home Loans, a guy called John Kinghorn, who banked $650 million from the Rams float and then watched the stock fall 90%. So he's sitting on $650 million in cash with his Rams fortune, and he's come in and starts bailing them out last week, and there's more deals with their bankers. And it's just this massively complex empire with planes, trains, property, power stations, you name it, tied up in 10 different vehicles, a blizzard of complexity, $10 billion of debt across
Stop.
The group.
And stop it now.
I can't understand.
No, if you can't wear a bucket. Stephen.
Thank you,
again.
Lindy.
Nice to have you along. Stephen Mayne, of course, shareholder, activist, former .com millionaire.
Oh.
See you tomorrow.